I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room.
Eleven titles creates. Unbelievable.
It's obvious Spanish tennis great Rafael Nadal is back on his favorite surface, clay, as he became the first man in the Open era to win the same title 11 times. Nadal beat Kai Nishikori of Japan 6-3, 6-2 in the Monte Carlo Masters final.
It's a special day for me. This title here in Monte Carlo means a lot, especially because it's the first tournament in the year that I finished. It's one of the most important ones in terms of personal feeling and in terms of history of our sport.
The win gives Nadal a record 31st Masters title to move him one ahead of Serb rival Novak Djokovic for career Masters titles. While he felt he was playing well, Nadal realized he needed to change tactics to beat Nishikori.
I was not changing directions that quick. Then I opened the court much more after the 2-1. Changing the directions of the ball more often, and the match changed a lot.
Nishikori's right wrist has been a problem since last year, but he feels encouraged that he's making his way back to the play that once had him in the top five of the world rankings.
After coming back injury, I'm very happy that, you know, made the final here and didn't quite play well today, but had a great three matches, three sets last 3 days, and four three sets. So it was a long week for me.
Nadal is 31 years old, and with 31 Masters titles and the number one ranking in the world, he knows this is a special time in his career.
The day to say goodbye is closer than 10 years ago, so just it's something that I'm not worried about, but is a real thing. So just enjoying every day and trying to play with the best attitude possible to keep being happy playing tennis, no, and that's all.
Nadal has not dropped a set in 7 matches since coming back from a recurrence of a right hip injury that forced him to abandon during the 5th set of his Australian Open quarterfinal. He has his sights firmly set on an 11th title at Barcelona this week, and then an 11th French Open title at Roland Garros.
It's not the moment to stop and to disconnect your mind. No, it's a moment to stay focused and to keep holding that momentum that is a good one after winning 7 matches in a row on clay now. I mean, this year, that's a positive thing, and the way that I won the matches are very positive. So it's the moment to keep going, and that's my goal.
French golfer Alexander Levy held his nerve brilliantly down the stretch to win his 5th European Tour title at the Trophy Hassan II in Morocco.
It was really tough on the course, and I managed myself to keep my mind in a good way. And that was the most important things I do today, so I'm so, so glad for me.
His shorter game was good, and he liked the way his practice paid off in his 8-under par win at Royal Golf Dar es Salaam.
I don't drive my best, but I keep managed to play really well my iron shot, and also my short game was really good. So that's good, and I work a lot the last 2 weeks. So it's nice when you see you can work and you win a tournament after. That's bring you some confidence and also show you how to win the tournament.
Spaniard Alvaro Quiroz finished one shot back, but he felt his game was well short of forcing a playoff.
I was struggling a lot, I would say, from tee to green today compared with the other 3 rounds, and my putting, it's been very poorly.
Still, Quiroz was happy with being the runner-up.
Second position is my best position for the last 11 months, if I'm not wrong, so I can't complain.
Levy is the defending champion at this week's China Open and has his strategy ready for a repeat win.
I will keep quiet tonight, just enjoy a bit, and be ready for next week, but first I will enjoy this victory first, and we will see what happens next week.
The most decorated Olympian of all time is American swimmer Michael Phelps. Although he no longer competes, he's never far from water. Phelps tells VOA about water conservation and what he does at home to preserve the precious resource.
Even for me, like in the morning, like when I do take a shower, I'm brushing my teeth in the shower.
Phelps won many races by thousandths of a second and knows a thing or two about saving time. Now, he's all about saving water.
Water has been such a big part of my life, an important part of my life, and you know, for me, it's an honor and a pleasure to be able to spread the word that we need to conserve as much as we can.
Phelps has partnered with Colgate to promote water conservation through simple, everyday techniques, like turning off the tap while brushing your teeth.
Did you know that leaving the faucet on while brushing your teeth can waste up to 4 gallons of water? So please turn the faucet off next time you brush.
4 gallons of water. It's like 64 glasses of water. So, I mean, that right there should be enough where, you know, you can make that change and cut back on your showers or make sure you're turning off the water.
Colgate consumers can also take an online pledge to save water. With 71% of the world's population experiencing moderate to severe water scarcity at least once a month out of the year, Phelps says small efforts like this can have a global impact.
It's so easy that everybody can do it. So, I mean, I think that's a big, easy step that we can all take. Every single one of us.
Although he owns a record 28 Olympic medals, Phelps' biggest prize is his two children, which has him thinking about future generations.
Being able to have a two-year-old now, he's kind of picking up on every little small thing that we do. So it's fun to teach them things like this early in their life, because then it allows them to be able to carry it through their life, but also teach other people the importance of conserving water.
It's just one of many lessons the versatile athlete is passing on.
I always have dream, plan, reach. That's my motto. Have a dream, figure out a plan how to get there, and reach for it. If you fall short, go back to the drawing board, figure out a different plan, and try to get there. I mean, anything is possible, and I believe that. You know, I think there were so many people that doubted the things that I was doing, but I believed that I could do it, and I wasn't going to stop until I got it done.
The Game Room opens with new stories each week, or play anytime on voanews.com.